is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting at all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
I remember watching a television show a number of years ago that was focused on things that were no longer found in America. The announcer describing phone booths, over-the-head hair dryers, old-fashioned barber shops, and drive-in movie theaters that were all once the rage and now have all but disappeared from the landscape. I was thinking about that the other day when I drove down the street of an upscale suburb and noticed not one single flag fluttering in the wind. My grandfather lived his whole life in Hillsdale, Michigan, and I can remember from the first time I ever visited his home that every day just after sunrise, he would put the American flag up, and every evening right around sunset, he would carefully take that flag down and put it away for the night. He didn't talk much about his pride in being an American, but I guess he didn't need to, because his actions showed the deep respect he held for our nation, for our country, for his neighbors, for his community. A few days after Ronald Reagan left the White House in January of 1989, my grandfather passed away unexpectedly and peacefully. And I wonder if he knew something we didn't. I often wonder what my grandfather, my father, and others that passed before me would think of things we're seeing today. Professional athletes kneeling and refusing to respect the flag. High school and college kids declaring how awful America is. And grade schoolers getting lawyers to sue for having to hear the Pledge of Allegiance. I wonder if these imbeciles have ever actually traveled anywhere, or if their worldview has been created solely in the echo chamber of far-left-wing social media cesspools. Either way, I'm surrounded by ignorance and indifference at an alarming level. I've realized that if we don't get woke as a nation, and soon, we may not have much left to fight for. In fact, it appears that much of it is already slipping away while people stare blankly at devices designed to keep their attention away from what's really happening all around them. Situational awareness is at an all-time low, and under the cover of this self-imposed intellectual darkness affecting tens of millions, there are forces working to remove your freedoms at an ever faster pace. Let me give you some examples of these things that will almost certainly disappear in my lifetime or yours. The right to keep and bear arms will be one of the first things to vanish for the next 50 years. It will be stripped away incrementally, so that the total shock of gutting the Constitution will come just a little bit at a time. This is how I believe the term progressive was created in the first place. It's a constant and progressive destruction of the protections afforded you by the United States government of God-given rights. Gun ownership is such a quaint idea for liberals anyway, who detest the idea of individual freedoms. They certainly do not believe you have an individual right to self-defense, but rather only a collective one. Destruction of gun rights remains a priority for the power-thirsty progressive movement. Make no mistake, destroying the Second Amendment while always proclaiming to support it is a cornerstone of the left. We support common-sense gun laws, they yell. Those so-called common-sense ideas apparently include you never having an access to a gun, ever. The left has never lost its focus of eliminating the private ownership of firearms altogether. Former President Barack Obama put many radical Marxist ideas out for all to see, and then gaslighted many into believing they weren't really what they were sitting there in plain sight. By planting the seeds over and over again that we must review and discuss comprehensive gun control reform, a whole generation now has come to believe that having the ability to defend yourself, your family, or your community is somehow on par with being a Nazi, a bigot, or some other fatally flawed human being. By the time my youngest son is my age, I seriously doubt the Second Amendment will be intact. In fact, I believe in 50 years, there will be almost no private ownership of weapons left in America, and not just guns, but most types of archery equipment, knives, and a lot of other things that could cause bodily harm. Possession of certain classes of these weapons will be punishable by very swift and severe zero-tolerance statutes, putting the guilty in prison for long terms, sometimes as long as life, if you owned a firearm or had one in your possession. The freedom of speech in 50 years will be very different than it is today. By that time, many mainstream religions will have been removed from nonprofit status and run into oblivion by an endless barrage of attacks from the left. Churches, in many respects, will be treated like modern-day hate groups and pariahs. The churches will be relegated to a list put together by real hate mongers, like the Southern Poverty Law Center. The way gays and lesbians once flocked to secret weekend retreats and holiday adventures to be among their own and be safe is the only way some of these churches will actually even survive. They will exist only in the shadows, like they do in communist China and other repressive nations. Churches that do survive in the open will be progressive churches that embrace abortion, transgenderism, homosexuality, and a host of other items that are clearly in conflict with what the Bible teaches. Other religions that teach similar things, however, as Christian doctrine and far worse, will be insulated and protected. The American flag will still exist in some areas, but it won't be seen very often in 50 years. It will be removed from primary and secondary schools and most government buildings because it offends too many people for what they call racism, sexism, and imperialism. School kids will have no idea in 50 years how to recite the Pledge of Allegiance because they will have never heard it. Most will have never heard the Lord's Prayer either. They will instead embrace a diversity and tolerance pledge created by a Congress yet to be elected. And the white children will know from an early age that anything wrong in the world began with their parents and grandparents. Kids will be taught from the beginning that whiteness is something to be shunned and ashamed of. ATMs will disappear long before we reach the 50-year mark from today. Cash will actually be eliminated much sooner. The financial collapse of Greece, followed by other European nations, began to usher in the end of the EU and the euro, and in just a few short years, cash in nearly all nations, including the United States, will be gone. The reason given for this drastic move will be many. The party leaders will invoke fear of crime, illegal drugs, plus, of course, protecting the young and elderly from being preyed upon by crooked bankers and filthy criminals. A vibrant black market will spring up in the shadows, but getting caught could mean the loss of your home, your job, and likely your freedom. The government will frown heavily on anyone operating outside the normal boundaries of society, as they will put it. Freedom of speech in the press will be legal, but not in the ways you think of today. Greatly restricted. Publishing anything considered derogatory about someone's chosen personal identity will be punishable by prison time. Discussions of America and its founding fathers will be frowned upon and will not be taught in public school. Those white men our children will be taught exploited others solely for their own personal gain. And they will learn little more on this subject. This list goes on. And my observations go on. To find out more, go to stevegruber.com. Follow us on Facebook on The Steve Gruber Show and on Twitter. Quick break, you're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.